Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Today's show is proudly brought to you by TraderCobb.com. That's TraderCobb.com, where you can find all your trading education needs, along with the Trader Cobb Crypto Show podcast and visual show, where I interview guests all over the world. So jump across to the website and get access to the free bi-weekly video newsletter, where you'll receive two videos per week of content from me for nothing. So guys, here we are jumping into the markets. And guess what? I am going to be ahead of the game here a little bit, and I'm going to hopefully not jinx the market, but I'm starting to see signs of a potential reversal. Yes, I know it's early days, and no, I'm not getting ahead of myself right here, ladies and gentlemen. But what I am seeing is yesterday's candle. We broke down through the low of the bearish candle of Monday. All right, so Tuesday's candle broke down. That was yesterday. And now we've pushed back up. Now, the fact of the matter is that we have a higher low on such time frames as the 8 hour and above. On the daily, we do potentially have a higher low here if we are to break out. Now, we've still got to get up through, what's the high of that? 7777. Not hard to remember that one. Seven fours. I don't know what they call that in bingo, but I'm sure the old people love it. Much love to any of our more mature audience out there. Bingo. So if we break above 7777, we'll have a reversal here in a higher high. And we've got to get through 8,000, 8,012, those sorts of things there. But for the time being, we've seen a nice big bullish candle, something overly big, and we just got to see how it plays out. So Bitcoin holding strong. There were some good trading opportunities starting to pop up yesterday, actually. I didn't actually get any of them just because they were so close, but so far. They were in the right areas, the right zones, big candle here, broken level too early. One of the levels that I was looking at broke when I was asleep. Just one of those times, you know. But the fact of the matter is that we do have some opportunities starting to crop up again. And if we do get Bitcoin breaking up and we do see that sentiment change from nervous bearishness to, excited bullishness, then it doesn't take much for this bad boy to really get its legs up and running and see us head north quite quickly. As you know, we can see moves very, very quickly, both up and down. And as much as I'm not getting ahead of myself just yet, these charts are starting to show you the first signs of that potential reversal coming into play. Now, if I have a look at Ethereum right now, it's the same sort of thing. It's held above that 586 level, that support level I've been talking about for quite some time. We're currently above 600 and looking more bullish than bearish at this moment in time. Bitcoin Cash is basically looking pretty strong. I was looking at a potential long yesterday on Bitcoin Cash. Unfortunately, it broke down, then it set up another candle, and it broke. So the candle was too big. So if I look at Bitcoin Cash right now, the level I was talking about was about 1123. 1123 was an old level of support and resistance, and it pulled back into there like an absolute boss and bounced hard, again, looking more bullish than bearish. As a matter of fact, Bitcoin Cash and EOS are both the top performers on yesterday. And EOS, again, something that I was stalking. Again, just give me a big candle on the daily, not quite there for a cradle trade to the long side. Again, Cardano was the most bearish across the board as far as pulled back up into the 61.8% rejected in the sell zone. Bearish candle breaking down, but again, 2% up and a bullish candle. Look, I'll tell you what, Lumen's actually the most bearish of the lot. It's kind of just stuck. I mean, if I'm looking at against the dollar, we're stuck at about 30 cents. Now, what does it actually mean? It actually means that until we get above 30 cents, it still looks quite bearish there for Lumen. NEO recovering slightly, up 1.34% currently. IOTA pulled back to $1.73, and $1.73 is a support and resistance level. And it's just failed. I mean, it had a nice bounce. It spiked up. But since then, it's really been fairly lackluster in its performance. It doesn't look very good at all. And as much as it is in an uptrend, when I say it doesn't look very good at all, I mean it doesn't look very good at all for trading on that daily time frame, whereas it was at one point. If I look at Ripple, well, Ripple's looking quite good. Again, it pulled back into that magical 64 cent mark. If you don't know what the magical 64 cent mark is, then you need to go and get some charts, get on your daily time frame and draw in 64 cents, because you'll see it's a significant level of support and resistance going back quite some way. It pulled back into that level as I thought it may do. I was stalking a trade, and guess what? the breakdown yesterday, when Bitcoin broke down through its lows, as it often does, it dragged the rest of the market with it. And that kind of invalidated most of the setups that I was watching, which was a real shame because an absolute cracker on OMG against Bitcoin as well. But to finish the top 10, we come into Litecoin. And Litecoin, again, it's pretty much exactly the same as Bitcoin, ladies and gentlemen. It's down at a dollar, so $112. It's bounced from that level. And it's just mirroring Bitcoin for the time being. So across the top 10, we are starting to see some more bullishness coming back in. Don't forget, we haven't had the reversal yet. We need to break up through 7,777. Yes, that is actually the number. Before we set that a higher high in this daily trend and a higher low, therefore, on the charts as well. But with that being said, I am certainly keeping my eyes open. Excuse me. What I'm looking for is opportunities to be trading. At the moment, it's looking quite good. I'm finding more opportunity for the moment against the Bitcoin crosses and pairs. It just happens to be that Bitcoin seems to be offering up, with it not doing a great deal at the moment, other alts that are moving are showing some really good opportunities. So I definitely encourage you guys that if you're not trading, if you're not doing scans against Bitcoin, then you certainly should do. I know that yesterday I did my top 100 scan with my live trading floor members on the Bitcoin pairs and crosses. Pairs, and found some really good stalking list positions. I will be doing the same thing again today on Bitcoin for those that are in live trading floor, and I would think I'll be sticking with the Bitcoin list for the time being. With Bitcoin, when we trade against Bitcoin, obviously there is a bit more volatility there. Of course, if Bitcoin goes racing up, then if we're long and our alts are not performing as well as Bitcoin, we'll get stopped out. But we get stopped out back into Bitcoin, which is already going up, so it's not quite as bad, really. But the other side of that is you do find it much easier when trading crypto to actually get opportunities or to take trades. Because if I'm honest, getting into a position where you see, XYZ, for example, against the US dollar, well, that needs to be listed on an exchange that has enough volume. And sometimes it just doesn't exist. So you might want to go long or short against something that looks fantastic on the charts. But the reality of it is that there's actually no trade. And that can be quite frustrating. I've got to be honest, it can be quite frustrating. And it's not something that I like to have to put up with, because I do my scans and I haven't traded everything in the top 100 across everything. So I still have to go and search sometimes and go, can I actually trade this? And it's a bit frustrating at times. But look, when we're trading against Bitcoin and we're going long, we can always go long. Okay, obviously we know that we can trade at any alt against Bitcoin because that's its sort of native currency, most against Ethereum as well, and a few against US dollar Tether. So I like it when Bitcoin, when we do get trends against Bitcoin. So it's good conditions for the moment. I'm really enjoying doing my scans. I've been very close to a number of trades, very close, but I still haven't had one yesterday. I'm hoping that, I'm not sort of hoping. It would be nice to get some really good trading setups that I can take that I'm very confident on. At the moment, I'm going to have to wait for these daily candles to close, do my top 100 scan in the next 45 minutes, and trade well. So guys, don't forget to go across to TraderCobb.com. This show is brought to you by TraderCobb.com. We're the ones that pay for this. We're the ones that make this happen, and we're the ones that are providing you with content on a daily basis. You can visit me at TraderCobb on Twitter and on Facebook, and you can subscribe to the bi-weekly video newsletter at TraderCobb.com. Have a fantastic day. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.